Yeah, thank you. And it's a Mr. Fizz Friday. Gardening guru Jim Fizzell is here, and it's a Father's Day weekend, Jim, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
And, thank you.
And one of the things I'm thinking about right now at this time of year is vacation time, and dads like to go on vacation, too. There's some things that need to be done in your garden right now or all around the house right now if you're going to be gone.
Hey, hold on to that thought, sir, while I thank the all-new Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. You can test drive a
Silverado.
Thank you, Wendy, at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer. Chevy drives Chicago. Okay, Mr. Fizz is concerned about your plants when you go on vacation.
First of all, houseplants. If you're going to be gone a week, you need to soak them thoroughly. Set them in a cool, shaded part of your house, protected from direct sunlight or drafts that might blow on them during the time you're gone. If you're going to be gone 2 weeks or so, you need to water the plants thoroughly, of course. But then you need to set them in a bathtub with maybe an inch or so of water in the bottom, just so that there's enough that it'll be soaked up if they do dry out. If you're going to be gone longer than the two-week period, it's probably best to arrange for somebody to come in to take care of your plantings. And you need to have them go through and do the process of watering or taking care of them once before you leave, so they're familiar with the process. Out in the garden, there are a lot of things that need to be done out there, too. And we've been gardening. The garden's been growing very well lately because we've had moisture. I know some people that are only picking tomatoes. I can't understand that, but they didn't tell me whether they're big ones or little ones. Anyway, you need to weed thoroughly out in your garden, whether they're flowers or vegetables. If you have some plants that are very susceptible to fungi, you need to apply the fungicide now, and also bug killers if necessary. But definitely when we have wet weather like this, things that are susceptible to snails like lettuce and marigolds need to put out the snail bait. Pick all the produce or have somebody pick things that ripen while you're gone. And then give your annuals a haircut. Some of them are overgrown already. Fertilize them if you need to. Remove all the foliage from the spring bulbs if you haven't already done so. Stake and tie your tall plants, and then keep the blooms off your flowering shrubs, your flowers, and your peonies as they develop. And before you leave, have the plants clean. Let's talk about outdoor containers, too. They need to be watered thoroughly. They need to be set in a shaded place. And arrange for a neighbor, somebody that knows the plants, to water them or take care of them while you're gone. Again, you want to make sure that the neighbor goes through the process once before you leave so that the neighbor is familiar and you know that they're going to be taken care of. Your lawn, mow it and edge it so it looks very nice. If you're going to be gone for a period, arrange to have somebody cut the grass while you're gone. Water it well. This time of year, you never know if we're going to have a dry spell or not. And then arrange for somebody to water it if necessary. Now, there's some other things that I always think about when we're going out. Now, we're not in this situation now because we're empty nesters, and a lot of these things have gone by the wayside like pets. We don't have any pets anymore, but we do take care of some pets. We have a neighbor that has a cat by the name of Pancakes, believe it or not. We take care of Pancakes when they're gone. If you have a cat, if you're going to be gone a week or so, if somebody visits the cat daily, it'll be okay because they like to be visited, play with them a little bit, make sure that they know you're okay. Have a caretaker feed and water and clean the litter box. Now, that's something you need to show them how to do. Cleaning a litter box this day and age is no big deal. So most of these people that you're going to have taking care of animals like them anyway. They're not going to be ashamed to do that. Dogs. We raised dogs. We had lots of them. They're going to suffer anxieties, separation anxiety. They're going to suffer if somebody doesn't walk them daily, maybe two times a day. Now, make sure when you're going to do that your dog is familiar with the caretaker before you leave. We've had a situation where I walked into a house to take care of a dog that didn't know me, and that dog was so afraid of me, it hid. So they took the dog with them. That's one thing you can think about doing. Have a friend take the dog home. We had, in one of the places where we were raising dogs, we had a veterinarian that just loved our dogs. Well, we reciprocated because when we were raising dogs, we had people that had some of our puppies, and when they'd go on vacation, they always asked if we'd take care of the puppy, which we generally did because we were just glad to see them for a short period of time. In your house, be sure you stop your papers, turn down the water heater, set the air conditioner to 78 degrees, set up your timer lights, including outside lights if possible, and have somebody watch, particularly if there's a power outage, to reset the timers. Motion detector lights, some of us have those. Make sure that they're working correctly. Make sure all your doors and windows are locked. And you know what? Once upon a time, we were going on a vacation. We drove away from the house. left the garage door open. Fortunately, our neighbors knew enough to close it for us. But that can happen even to the most cautious of us. Anyway, if you have all these things done, you can leave and know that when you go on vacation, when you get back home, everything's going to be in fine shape.
Let's hope so. Mr. Fizz, gardening guru Jim Fizzell.